Live from NPR News, I'm Noor Rahm. President Trump is planning an event at the White House Saturday, days after being hospitalized with COVID-19. He told Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight he stopped taking medication for the virus.
I feel really good. I feel very strong. I know a lot of people that have had the COVID or the China virus, as I call it, because it came from China. But I feel really, really strong, and a lot of people don't feel that way sometimes for a while afterwards, but very good.
Meanwhile, the Commission on Presidential Debates Friday officially canceled next week's presidential debate. The nonpartisan group earlier decided it would be held October 15th virtually rather than in person, but President Trump had rejected that idea. Democratic candidate Joe Biden has now scheduled a town hall-style event for himself that night. The commission says that the final debate will be held October 22nd. President Trump continues to accuse Joe Biden of wanting to ban fracking for natural gas. As Susan Phillips of member station WHYY reports, Trump is making it an issue in Pennsylvania.
Trump says Biden will destroy an industry that's created good-paying jobs in rural areas. But Biden says his plan is only to stop leasing any new oil and gas rights on federal land. And Pennsylvania has very little federal land. Democratic political consultant Neil Oxman says Trump is using fracking to drive turnout in rural areas.
He's focused on it because he's making it a wedge issue among rural voters.
Polls show the state's residents split over fracking. Still, it's nowhere near a top issue for voters, for whom the economy, healthcare, and the coronavirus are forefront. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips in Philadelphia.
A study in the New England Journal of Medicine says the antiviral drug remdesivir shortens recovery time in patients hospitalized with COVID-19. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports.
The median recovery time for patients who received remdesivir was about 10 days, compared to 15 days in patients who received a placebo. Dr. Anish Mehta is Associate Professor of Infectious Diseases and the lead investigator of the study at Emory University. He says patients who received the drug earlier benefited the most.
The strongest benefit was those patients who presented within 10 days of their symptom onset, so when they really start to feel sick.
The clinical trial, funded by the National Institutes of Health, also looked at potential side effects.
The rate of side effects was actually less in the remdesivir group than those that were treated with placebo.
These findings offer a fuller picture than preliminary data released earlier this year. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Hurricane Delta swept ashore Friday near the Gulf Coast town of Creole, Louisiana, with maximum sustained winds of 100 wind per hour. It's the same part of the state battered by other storms this year, including Hurricane Laura, which struck in late August. Delta is the 10th named storm to hit the continental U.S. this year. Major League Baseball is mourning the death of a legendary player. Hall of Fame pitcher Whitey Ford has died at the age of 91. He was a key member of the dominant New York Yankees of the 1950s and 60s. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Whitey Ford was born in New York City, and when he entered the Hall of Fame in 1974, he said, "I've been a Yankees fan since I was 5 years old." He would grow up to be a Yankees hero, a crafty left-handed pitcher about whom his famous teammate Mickey Mantle once said, "If the World Series was on the line and I could pick one pitcher to pitch the game, I'd choose Whitey Ford every time." Ford was nicknamed the chairman of the board, and his 10 wins, 94 strikeouts, and 33 2/3 straight scoreless innings pitched are World Series records. Ford benefited from being on dominant Yankees teams. He said late in his career he sometimes doctored baseballs with mud and dirt, but none of this dimmed his legacy as one of the greatest pitchers in the game's history. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
In men's basketball, the Miami Heat beat the Los Angeles Lakers 111-108 Friday, extending the NBA Finals to a sixth game. The Lakers lead the series 3-2. Game 6 is Sunday night. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.